Well, you just heard Charlie talk about some of the things weighing on the market here. And one of them, certainly, Carol, is
Yes.
the spiking cases. And not to be too much of a homer, too parochial, but we're very focused on New York City and what's happening here because we remember all too well what happened earlier in this pandemic. Let's check in with Dr. David Levy. He is Chief Executive Officer of EHE Health. He joins us on the phone from New York City. Dr. Levy, really nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So let's talk about New York. Let's get right down to it because you're seeing the same numbers and probably more numbers than we are. You're also looking at them with a much more sophisticated eye, certainly, than I am. What do we need to know? What should we be worried about? What should we not be worried about as we see this new data?
Well, it's important to understand that it's not unexpected that we should get spikes and we should get focal outbreaks, particularly since the only tools we have at hand are what I call public health 101, namely masks, washing your hands, social distance, testing, contact tracing, and quarantine. And frankly, if people relax from those disciplines, then we're going to likely see focal outbreaks. And I think as you see, and has been highlighted by both the governor and the mayor, some of these outbreaks are happening in particular neighborhoods. And likely at the bottom of it is people who have relaxed on those disciplines.
Well, and it's interesting. I wanted you to talk a little bit about what you guys are seeing at your company specifically in terms of virus trends and other healthcare trends, pandemic related or other.
Right. So, you know, what we've been focused on not only is getting our folks back to work and helping other companies get their folks back to work and keeping people informed on kind of what we call the public health 101, and frankly, cautiously optimistic through the emerging new technologies that we believe by Q1 of next year will really make a dent in this. And that's basically rapid testing, antivirals, and vaccines. We think we're going to see the waning of this and the economy coming back certainly by the end of the first quarter of next year. Now, I'm saying that cautiously optimistically. You know, we call epidemiology the exact science of probabilities. But in the end, we feel pretty comfortable about that. But what we're now focused on is what's going to happen after the epidemic. And what's pretty shocking is some emerging evidence, particularly from some of the large health payers, and I'm referring specifically to a webcast we did in conjunction with United Health Group last week, where we're seeing upward of 50 and 60% of reduction of preventive health and maintenance visits for people who have put off all of that health care because they're staying home or because it's, their state has gone into lockdown. And there is going to be a very significant accumulation of undetected cancers, undetected cardiovascular disease that is going to start reemerging in 2021 and 2022. And that I think people are going to have to be, we should start thinking about now how to be prepared for that.
And that's simply because people just aren't going for checkups, and so things that would be detected in the normal course of business just aren't?
That's exactly right. So let me tell you some statistics for New York City. Wellness visits down 56%, diabetes screening down 61%, breast cancer screening down 68%, colon cancer screening down 75%. So we have a whole cohort of maybe close to a year of people getting all this stuff done who aren't getting it done. Well, you know, just because we don't do the testing doesn't mean they're not going to have the disease. And ultimately, we're going to start seeing all of this backlog start to come up and at a later stage and rear its ugly head, frankly, in the years 2021, 2022, and beyond.
So where's the healthcare system helping individuals? Because I think what happened was healthcare systems just shut down and basically would only take COVID, you know, patients are dealing with COVID. And I understand it because these systems were strained. But where is the healthcare community, you know, on a large scale? This is a war. This is a health war, you know, coming together and saying, okay, this facility is going to be for, you know, routine checkups and routine conditions and making sure that we're doing, you know, colon screening and breast cancer screening and all of that. Where is that happening? Especially if we go into a second wave or as we were talking with some of our market folks, a possible third wave.
So, Carol, that's a great point. Look, by necessity, when you have, like we had in New York, an overwhelming number of cases, you have to focus on the people who are very ill and who are dying. There's no question about that. But as you move through the stages where the hospitals now have capacity and the healthcare system has capacity, you know, people are reopening all over the country. Primary care, preventive care, health systems are reopening and trying to encourage their patients to come back. You see ads all over the place. The problem actually isn't the health systems and the providers. The problem is people are afraid. They don't understand that they're not going to get COVID in a hospital or in a doctor's office that has taken care of and made the environment as safe as possible. They're going to get COVID likely if they show up in bars, in crowds, and they're not wearing masks and they're not social distancing. It's not a well-controlled hospital or it's not a well-controlled doctor's office where they're going to get it. And frankly, people are afraid. They're afraid to use the public transport system. They're really afraid to step out and start re-engaging in these behaviors. And candidly, at EHE Health, that's what we're up to. We're up to reaching out to these people and helping them step out and get back into preventive health care.
We talked about preventive health care. And, you know, Jason brought up the point, Dr. Levy, that, you know, are we seeing kind of a rethink when it comes to corporate health plans and just healthcare in general, that it is becoming more about preventive? We know it needs to be, but are we seeing any kind of concrete steps that are taking us there?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So just as a backdrop, we published a paper with our colleagues at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia and IBM Watson Health in March, showing that despite Obamacare covering 100% of preventive visits, only about 30% of people go, and when they go, they don't even get the right stuff. Now, the interesting thing about the COVID pandemic is that it preferentially hurts and kills people who have diseases of lifestyle, overweight, high blood pressure, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And in fact, the mortality is about 10 times the expected mortality when you have one of those lifestyle diseases and you get admitted to the hospital for COVID. And so what employers are now coming to understand that having invested properly in prevention, you can actually immediately reduce the comorbidity effect of the mortality of COVID-19. And in fact, when we looked at up to 40,000 of our patients, we saw that when they came in for routine annual preventive visits, they had half the prevalence of those risk factors. Mm-hmm. So I think this epidemic has been really interesting in getting employers focused once again on getting everybody in for prevention and getting health maintenance finally to where it needs to be, namely for everybody.
So then, Dr. Levy, how do we do that? I mean, is it going to come down to smart, candidly, cost-conscious, but also health-conscious and employee-conscious employers forcing the system to change? Because the system doesn't seem to have the right economic incentives in place, I dare say, right now to achieve what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, now healthcare purchasing is all about the immediate return of investment and the reduction of healthcare claims. That's a very short-sighted approach. Those employers who are interested in the retention of talent and optimal productivity, those are the employees and, frankly, who are our customers who say, wait a minute, we need to look at the entire balance sheet of good health, not just on healthcare claims, but on productivity, on retention, engagement, reduction in short-term disability, long-term disability, and all of those things. And that's where the rewards are very, very big. But you're absolutely right. It is very difficult to convince folks who are buying healthcare in the moment to have a longer view, because it's really, you know, a year-to-year kind of a view on, you know, what's my healthcare going to cost, as opposed to the long view on really what's optimal healthcare look like and optimal productivity.
All right. So one thing you could change right now, or get, you know, corporate programs or corporations to change in terms of how they think about healthcare for their employees, that would be more about preventive rather than, oh my God, crisis, we got to do something. What would you do?
Well, now's no better a time because, you know, I use this expression, COVID compresses time. So today, somebody for diabetes, let's say last year with diabetes, you may have had 10 or 20 years to worry about if they were going to die of the complications of diabetes. Well, with COVID around, they could die tomorrow. And so now is the absolute perfect time to get involved in prevention, because it's not even an investment for the next 10 or 20 years. It's an investment for today, because with this pandemic and with all of these people potentially exposed to something that could kill them tomorrow with one of these lifestyle illnesses, invest right now, no better time. That's my point of view.
All right. Well, here's hoping. I think you've sold us, Dr. David Levy. We certainly believe
well,
in preventive medicine. And listen, I think more and more companies are thinking about this.
Yep.
You know, we talk about COVID really being the great accelerant. And I really liked your phraseology there that COVID compresses time. We certainly have felt that in many ways. And it feels like it is reimagining, forcing us to reimagine, Carol, a lot of different industries. Dr. David Levy is the CEO of EHE Health. He joined us on the phone from New York City. Great context.